Hello.
Hey, 9 o'clock, Georgie's meeting with people who work with him. They communicate with Rhino when they give all the stuff out. So 9 o'clock, he's got everybody coming in to break down HR. Last night, they were gathering all the information. And like I said, I didn't want to bring in Hankles and McCoy or all that because then it becomes some big national thing, you know?
No. I know that. They're overhead. I mean, there's too much.
For Rhino, Colin Goff, Hankles and McCoy, a lot of these guys could do this stuff. You know, but here's what happens with this stuff. Now they're down to the core. If they were looking, I never busted their balls, Bobby. When they brought outfits in from Tennessee to do the major cable pulls through, when they did the first process, they got everything they wanted all the time. This is fucking ridiculous. They're fucking jerkholes. This is a shareholder ego thing. I'm telling you. They're so fucking embarrassed from Time Warner. David said, don't bring T&W up ever again with me. I said, are you fucking kidding? Don't bring the convention center picket line up there.
don't write letters against me.
What's he saying? You said you were going to send me his stuff. You never sent me his stuff.
I forgot. I'll send it. Mark Riley just walked in. The administration just showed. I mean, Adele just showed up. Mark Riley showed. So I didn't even talk to him. I haven't called Nutterback. He sent me text. Call me, please, as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Because the hearing's at 8:30, right? So.
Oh, don't you feel good? Don't you fucking feel good? Don't you feel like that you had
all I wanted from the beginning. I swear to God. And whatever to be honest with you, we do have the best deal ever. I mean, but I'm not gonna do it without us, right?
You know? Right.
So the only thing I wanted from the beginning was to have when we decided to have it come back to public property was to make David sit outside for a half hour in the hallway.
Yeah. Let me explain to you how these people operate. Somebody like you who hasn't asked for a job for your sister at 150 grand in the office, which they do all the time, okay? Somebody like you who said, I actually want internet access. I want senior citizen discount. I want all that. But you can't have anything until I get that. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, Comcast says, hire that guy. At whatever. Listen, when Rachel fucked them on behalf of two different issues, then she went to work with David Torricello, then she went there, and she did one favor for them. They bumped her from $1.25 to $3.75. Okay? It's the people that get in their hair, the people who challenge them, are the people they want, because they want you to challenge the other people.
Right.
Okay? Them guys, like, I was watching that kid yesterday. He stood. He was looking me in the eye, okay? Then at the very end, he started looking at his shoes, because he realized I was just fucking laser-focused on him. I was looking at him, he gave me, I'm an Irish, but I was trying to.
And he also knows the position that he's in, that the message he got from David is, we'll walk, the city, that's what David tells him. It's a game that it tells this guy,
right.
They're going to leave the city, with three-quarters of $1 billion on the table added benefits. That's not a part of the agreement because you're restricted by law,
Right.